Alum, and the Oyster Revach Malmali left space on the top. He didn't write all the way on top. He left some blank space there on the piece of parchment. The Revach Malmati, he also left some space on the bottom part of the parchment. The Oyster Pashyoser Tsuchais, and he made his Pashyoser Tsuchais, not Stumais. Means he started on the next line. He did not start on the same line. Said so, it's not like we just said. We just said, a Chelbe said that he's supposed to write it Stumais. And here it says that he wrote it Psuchais. How were the Pashas? When he ended the first Pash of Shema, he started Voyim Shemaya, he started Psuchais or Tastira. So Martelo, he said back to him, Rebbe, Matam Omali, what's the reason? How come you hold you're supposed to write a Psuchais, starting like a new Pasha, a new line? Hoyu v'yein smuchas min ha-Torah. Since in the Torah, these two Pashas of Shema and Voyim Shemaya does not say one next to another. So therefore, it's not Sumas, rather Psuchais. And the Yomer Rav Chanana, Lomer Rav Alokka, Rishim Ben Elazar, Teka Pasma Rishim Ben Elazar. So it comes out, he's Paskinim, like Rishim Ben Elazar, the name of Rameya, that he wrote it, Psuchais. So it's not like we're saying before, that he's supposed to write it, Stumais, for Tzatzira. So Mora says, My love of Psuchais, does he mean to say that he Paskins like him, even on the Psat, that he Paskin, Psuchais, the Pasha should be written Psuchais? So Mora says, Loi, but he meant to Paskins him as only, Arevach. He's supposed to leave some space on top and space on bottom, but not how the parshas were written. Now the Gemara says, the Kama Revach, how much space should you leave on the top of the mezuzah and on the bottom of the mezuzah? Some are of Menashe, by Yaakov, Yarmulah, some say, Yomar of Shmuel, by Yaakov, Kumalei Atfa de Sifri. How much a cipher uses a clamp? Like when he wants to clamp down the piece of parchment to write with, so how much space you need to use the clamp on the bottom and on top, a very small amount. That's how much space you have to leave before you start writing the mezuzah on this piece of parchment. So maybe there's no theory. You only meant to pass them on him like the Revach. But how do you write the two pashias? Could be it's Stumais and not Psuchas. Oh, Malaya, by the Rabbi Yosef. So by the Rabbi Yosef. Fiat le Tisbra, don't you agree like this? That we talk up, that we pass in like this? That you could write it only Stumais? And we do not pass in like you said up Psuchas? Why? That when Rav Paskin, that we Paskin like a Shimna Lazi, only meant to say on Revach, that you have to leave some space over. But not to say like him, you're supposed to write the Pashas Psuchais, meaning start the second Pasha on a new line. But rather, Vaza the Locharid, you're supposed to start it at the end of the same line to make it Stumois. Why? Because you know the Klal is Varav Islam and Hoga. Rav always told you Paskin, you go boss of the Minig, how Klal Yisrael acts. And the Idna now, Lamaitza, what's the minig right now? No Gamma Bistumais. The minig right now is to do with Bistumais. To write your Pashti Bistumais. So it's Mestavra, that's the Locha, that's how you're supposed to write this Mezuzah. So I, we Paskin before the Shimon Aloza. So must be only on the Rebbe, he's supposed to lose space, but not that he's supposed to write it Psuchas. What's the writing of Rav Hol's boss for minig? The Yomar Rav or Omar Rav Kana? Omar Rav, Im Yov, Yeliyo, Vyomar. Chotzim b'manol shemim loy. If Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell Tzuchas Chalitza, well, you don't want to make Yibum, you want to make Chalitza with your brother-in-law died. When one brother died and the other brother's alive, so he wants to give the wife to Yavama, he wants to give the Chalitza. So he says, if you tell if Eliyahu Hanavi would say, you could use a manol shu shemim loy. We would listen to him, even though the minig was to use a sandal or sandals. But still, if he say you could use a shoe, we would listen to him. But if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell us, Ein chotzim b'sandal, you cannot use sandals. Ein shemula, then we not listen to him. You know why? Shekva nogu on b'sandal, because that's the minig. The minig was to use the sandals for chalitza. So you see how strong the minig is, that even if Eliyahu never come and tell us not like this, we would not listen to him. For Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rav Kana, Omar Rav. And Rabbi Yosef Kana said over the name of Rav like this. That him yov, yeliyov, yom, if Eliyahu never would come and say, Ein chotzim b'manul, do not make chalitza with a manul. If you tell us no, again, shemula, we would listen to him. But if you would say, ein chotzim b'sandal, and shemula, we would not listen to him if he says, do not use a sandal. And the reason is the same reason. Shekva nogu on b'sandal, the meaning was to use a sandal. And their meaning we say, over my b'na, what's the difference between these two l'shoynes? What Eliyahu Hanavi would have said about a manul? Now, the meaning is, manul chetchilik b'nayil. Can you use a manul chetchilik or not? According to the first lashon, the chetchilah, you're allowed to use it. According to the second law, you know the chilish, you're not allowed to use it. But at Koponim, we see how strong we go boss the minig, that no matter what Eliyahu Hanavi would tell us, we would not listen to him against the minig. So since Lamaisa, the minig today is to write the mezuzahs with stumais, mistama, that's talocha. Not like Rabbi Shimon Elazar said to write it a psuchais. So therefore, that we pass on like him is only in his halacha about revach, leaves space on top and bottom, and not to get how to write the mezuzahs. The other Gemara says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Omar, he says like this, and when we ask you the theory like this, that mitzvah la'asayis and stumais. True, the mitzvah l'chitchilu is to write your mezuzah stumais, meaning the same line that you end the first parasha of Shema, you're supposed to start at the end of that line, Voyim Shemaya. But the Yavdinu Psuchais, if the Sefer writes the mezuzah Psuchas, means he starts it on the next line, Shapadom, it's also kosher. If so, then you can learn of my Psuchas to come from Shimon Elazar. What did the Shimon Elazar mean to say that the mezuzah is supposed to be written as Parshios Psuchais? He did not mean only Psuchas, but he meant to say Af Psuchais, even Psuchais. If so, there wouldn't be any Sefer Lalacha. Havadi Mikra, then the Chili is supposed to write it Stumais. To leave it on the same line, but for the Eved, if the Sefer writes a Psuchois, also it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, let me bring you proof to this, that even though it was Psuchois, still it's kosher. Why? Because it's learned like this, Lame Messiah, it says, Aloha Gemara in Shabbos, that Kiyotzuba, another Aloha like that was, that Sefer Torah Shabola. If you have the Sefer Torah that got ruined, that's not kosher to be a Sefer Torah anymore. Or else, O Tfilin Shabalu, tefillin that became ruined, and it's not fit to be used anymore as tefillin. Alright, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So again, the Sefer Torah that got ruined became too old, or tefillin that became old. So it says now, Allah here, that a noise mihem mezuzah. Again, if you have your Sefer Torah or your tefillin shebolo that became old, that became ruined, so you cannot change it over now to use it for mezuzah. And the reason it says why is, they do not bring something down from a big Kedusha to a small Kedusha. Before it was a Sefer Torah, a tefillin has more Kedusha than mezuzah. So the diak is, mashma though, hom maridin, if the din would be that you could bring something down from a big Kedusha to a small Kedusha. If not for that problem, you could oisin, then you could make a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah. So the question is, am I? Hochas tumas v'ochab suchais. Like a mezuzah has to be stumais. And the chura here, you tell him a Sefer Torah, it's psuchais. So if so, how could you take a Sefer Torah with tefillin and use it for mezuzah? It would be possible. Elamai, it must be like we just said, that a mezuzah, even if b'dievet, it's made psuchais, still it would be kosher. So therefore, the din would have, if it would have been maridin, then you could make a mezuzah from a tefillin or a Sefer Torah. So Mora says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Durma lahashlim. That maybe all it means to say is, if you have a mezuzah and you're missing a line or two, maybe without the chsar from a redim, you'd be able to cut out a line or two from the Sefer Torah and use it to be mashed from the mezuzah. So it's not that you want to use the whole parsha. That may be a problem. The mezuzah is supposed to be stumais, the Sefer Torah is only psuchais. That would be a problem. But here the Eitzah would have been just lahashlim, just to take off a few lines to use for the mezuzah. So that's what we have to say. That's a problem from Maridim. But if not from Maridim, it would have been kosher. Now the Gemara's other question, is that true of a saying, Ho Maridim Noisin, that if you would be married, if you could take the Kedusha down, then it would, you could make mezuzah from a tefillin or mezuzah, from a tefillin or Sefer Torah, is that true? I have what Tanya would learn like this, Ha Aloch L'Moshe Misinei, Ha Aloch L'Moshe Misinei, that tefillin ala klaf. Tefillin is supposed to be written on the more choshev piece of the skin, that's the inner side of the skin, like we said before, when you peel off the skin, the inner side, that's called the klaf. Or mezuzah out of sustius, and mezuzah is supposed to be written on the outer side of the klaf. So it comes out, it's supposed to be written on two different pieces. A tefillin has to be dafka on the klaf, that's the inner side of the parchment, and the mezuzah be dafka on the outer side of the parchment. So if you'd be meridian, how could you make from a tefillin into a mezuzah the wrong piece of the parchment? Now the Bryce explains, klaf, when you have the inner part of the parchment, the mokim bosor, you have to write on the... So again, klaf is the mokim bosor, means you write on the klaf on the part that's more towards the inner part of the animal, and the chsustis, that you write the mokim sa, that you write on the outer side of the animal. So here's Rosh Vaker, that klaf, that's the outer side of the parchment, and you have to write on the inner side of it, and the chsustis, that's the inner side of the parchment, that you write on the outer part of it, the mokim sa.
So Chura Kopon Mashmi, each one has its own place where you write the either the tefillin or the mezuzah. So how could you have both? So my answer is maybe la mitzvah. That we say that tefillin has to be ala klaf and mezuzah al duchsus is only lechetchila. But b'dieved, either way, could be kosher. For the Gemara is not true, but Tanya v'lan clearly, Shina Apostle, if you change it around the wrong type of a cloth, the wrong part of the parchment, it's no good. So Gemara says, but tefillin, maybe if you change it around, Moni means that tefillin, if it's changed around, if you use the sustius, but tefillin, that's what's possible. But maybe for mezuzah, either one is kosher. And Tanya, I bring you Tanya for the Gemara now, we learned, Shina bein bezeh apostle. Mashmi, either way is possible, b'di'evid, whether it's for tefillin or whether it's for mezuzahs. Tzmor says, no, I'll tell you maybe edi v'edi b'tefillin. Both when it says, both ways, shina b'mezeh is possible, is only talking about the tefillin is possible. And I'll tell you, how do you change around both by tefillin? It could be like this. One place is true, you wrote the tefillin on the cloth the way you're supposed to, but the mokim sar, instead of writing on the inside of it, towards the meat, you wrote it on the outside of it, the side that was more towards the hair of the animal. That's why it's possible. And the other case that's